Good morning, everyone. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, another overtime loss last night. The curse continues in that regard. But for those of us that dread the overtime, I'd like to put another spin on it. Wouldn't you rather the team battle for 60 minutes and get into overtime and get something out of it than not? I get it. We may or may not make the playoffs, but I know that my team still battles, and that's what's important. You know, this is going to be a journey and a process for us, I believe, for a long time. You know, this last few games that we have may be just a part of the journey to a bigger destination in the end. Even if we don't make the playoffs this year, there have been so many positive things that have happened, and we've talked about this. So as long as we're battling to the very end of game 17, I'm going to stay as strong as a Stars fan as I did in the very beginning of the season. This Stars team is getting better every day. We have an incredible front office that's working deals and making sure that we have the players that we need to accomplish what we need to accomplish. You know, we got the big guns coming back in about a couple of weeks. Tyler Seguin, Bishop, and Radulov, it looks like. It may be a little too late, it may not be, but the point is, we're doing what we can with what we have. You know, that penalty last night, we took an overtime with a tripping call. I saw it. That was one of those that you shouldn't have taken. That was a bad, bad decision. And that's something that we can't afford to do anymore. But at the end of the day, we did get to overtime. We did pick up a point. And unfortunately, Nashville won again. And they beat Tampa Bay 7-2. And, you know, but we're still there. We're still in the hunt. And our front office hasn't given up on us. I look at what's happened to Chicago. I look what happened to Columbus. They've made huge, huge trades and got rid of major players in their team already, which tells me that they've given up on their playoff season. I mean, that Nick Fogel deal to Toronto that Columbus just made tells me that they're done, that they gave up. And, you know, you look at, of course, Detroit was out of it from the get-go, but Anthony Mantha going to the Capitals right away, you know, just tells me at the trade deadline when people make big moves like that to take the best players they have off their team and put them somewhere else, tells me that they've thrown in the towel. You know, we picked up a defenseman because we needed one, but we kept our team intact because our team is good and our leadership believes in our team. So if we make the playoffs this year, great. If we don't, it's a journey that's going to happen, and we're going to get to the end. We're going to get to the promised land soon. I really do believe there's a Stanley Cup in our future. I think there's three or four in our future. I believe that with my whole heart. This team is built for the long haul. It may not be this year because of all the various problems we've had and stuff we couldn't control. But, I mean, look at these amazing kids that we have now. Jason Robertson is going to be a Dallas Star for a long time, I know. He's going to be the next big thing. I could see him being a captain in 5 to 10 years. You know, when people retire and move on. You know, Ottinger's going to be an outstanding goaltender for a long time. You know, I see him winning several Vezina trophies in his lifetime. In his career. You know, the best thing we can do as a fan base is really start to look at the future. I mean, I'd love to make the playoffs this year, but if we don't, we don't. And we just have to watch and realize there's a lot to be excited about for our future. I didn't get to watch all of the game last night. I did my whole podcast basically on, you know, watching, you know, recaps and stuff. But it's kind of the same old story. We're not out because we're still battling. And we're going to give this Central Division a hard time till the end, one way or the other. We're going to upset the fourth spot for a while. If we get it or we don't, the people that are fighting for it are going to hate the Dallas Stars till the very end because we're not backing down either way if we get in or we don't. We're going to be very, very, very bothersome for a while. And that's okay. We're gonna give everybody hell till the end. So keep playing hard, keep watching, keep loving this game we call hockey because it's important. And as I always say, go Dallas Stars. Everyone have a wonderful day.